What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good.
So good. Hi! Will you accept this rose? I'll accept it. I will happily accept it. Oh, my God. I missed my pals. I miss my friends. Hello, and welcome to a very special bonus wrap-up of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie dining room in Los Angeles, California. I'm here because there's loud, lawnmower sounds out by the garage. So here I am. So nobody wants to hear that. You guys, it didn't, even though I have to say I loved the finale that we did last week, I really enjoyed making new friends. I even had dinner with Emma last Friday night in Williamsburg, two podcasts uniting. She's lovely. But it felt weird to me to end this wonderful season without our dear production team and one of our favorite people from the podcast, somebody who's on every single Patreon episode. But like, I missed my pals and I wanted to hear what they thought. And I feel like you guys wanted to hear what they thought. So without further ado, I'm going to go around the clock of who I see. There's a woman who is the wind beneath my wings, who has been on a summertime journey. She has an East Coast story to share that we'll share after we bring everybody in. She is a lover of town dumps, and she is enjoying coastal New England. She's getting back to her brother from another mother, Alaric Marine, and our roots. She's going back to coastal New England. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ariana Hannah Montana, Rosanna Dana, Mittens Meowreen Hosnier. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Banana. We miss
you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Also with us, a woman who went to Taylor Swift and her world was rocked. A woman who has saved animals from her advocacy here every week. Numerous animals.
I do love that.
Can I just tell you, our fans are the best. Nobody beats our fans. Yeah. And like, I love their love of you. Without her, we could not be doing this. Our friend, Katie Levine.
I really like appreciate every person that writes in being like, I adopted or fostered an animal because you kept saying it. So yeah. I'm going to keep saying it.
So honestly, like
love that.
I would like to adopt all of the animals. Also me with us all. Is a man who is so fucking funny to me. A man who is going on so many journeys. We're about to do a few like quickie episodes of, so I don't know if you guys have ever seen Love is Blind creators, because we're about to do Southern Charm, but it's not up yet. So the people that made Love is Blind, they've made this show called The Ultimatum, where it's basically like four or five couples, one of whom wants to get married, and they've issued an ultimatum, and it looks a lot like Love is Blind. Like the sets are similar to Love is Blind, and they go and they basically wife swap, couple swap, boyfriend swap, and they live as a married couple with somebody else's partner for 30 days. And at the end, they can either leave with the new person, get engaged to the first person, or break up. And I've seen a couple of these episodes. This season is filled with stars. It is fucking absolutely insane. And we're going to break them down just real quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the host of Rock Tales. He is the host of the BrandoCast, our friend Brendan Smith.
Who literally just tested positive for COVID-19.
Wow. Good. Wow.
There it is. There it is. Courtesy of Metallica at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California.
Now, I don't want
to go to both nights.
No, I only went to one night, and that's all that it took for me to come down. Yeah. With the low grade, this mild new variant that's going around.
I think somebody else I know got COVID at Metallica at the SoFi. I actually know somebody that got COVID, and I'm fairly certain it was at Metallica.
Well, this happened to me, by the way, 2 years ago to the day. On August 27th, 2021, I went to the Foo Fighters at the Forum. 3 days later, came down with COVID. August 27th, 2023, Metallica at SoFi. Here I am. I got nothing but time to watch every fucking reality show on the planet Earth.
Can I tell you, have you ever watched The Ultimatum?
Yeah, now I have, yeah.
Have you watched? It's fun, isn't it? It's fun. Yeah. It's legit. This casting and there's like some surprises and you're like, it's really interesting because when you go in, there's a few guys that you're like, oh no, they're not going to get the girl. You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh no, like they're getting everybody. Like, it's not what you think of, like, who's going to be popular. It's like the surprise. And it's Mother Nature that anytime somebody like who doesn't have the upper hand, once like another hot person is interested in the person that doesn't have the upper hand, boy, is the first person quick to try to get them. It's fascinating watching jealousy play in.
Well, speaking of jealousy, I cannot wait on the Patreon to take you, Dr. Banana, and I will take you through, I think, your first experience with Southern Charm.
We watched it last year. I'm obsessed with it. We watched it.
See, COVID has fucked up my brain.
Well,
I don't
remember. Well, because you know I'm obsessed with Paige. And so there we go. Okay, before we get to, I just couldn't end the season and not hear your thoughts on the finale. But before we get going, they've put up all of the, okay, I woke up yesterday to an early text from our doctor here, our podcast physician. Dr. Banana, will you tell everybody what you texted out in the group text?
Oh, they released the women for Jerry's Golden Bachelor season. Gary's Golden Bachelor season.
And who is one of the contestants?
Matt James's mother, who looks like Celine Dion.
And I got to tell you, these women are all 60 and above. They are fucking glowing. They are stunning. They look so sparkly. I hope this is the highest rated franchise they've ever had. I hope they give us 40-something, 50-something, 60-something. Katie Levine, take it away.
Well, I just loved some of the fun facts that one was like, incredible, she loves Christmas. And another was like, she's really proud of her credit score. Those are real, right? Like, I saw those like
tweeted.
Yes,
those are real.
Okay. But by the way, I also love Christmas. So, and I'm also proud of my credit score. So yes. Maybe I'm fruity. Maybe I'm trying to get Gary's.
Well, I was reading.
That's
their,
how you know you're an adult. You're like, me too.
Yes,
I'm so proud of my credit score. Facts. I love Christmas.
I was reading their fun facts. I was like, this is the most I've ever related to a Bachelor contestant.
Yeah.
Same. Like, these are real women with real interests.
Obviously, we have to do draft picks. People are coming out of the woodwork who don't even watch this franchise, who are like, I want, like, people are fucking ready and excited. So that is such hot news. And then before we get going, Dr. Banana, you had an outing. You were in Maine. What town were you in Maine?
I was in Maine. Georgetown, Maine. It's like a little island.
And you texted me. And what were you doing that day?
Actually, I did it a few times. We went to the dump, the Georgetown, Maine dump, or as I call it, the transfer center.
Okay.
Like, what? And there's a really funny thing where there's this like little like wooden booth that has all this like stuff that people donate, and it's all free. Anyone can come and take it. Like, it's just like anyone who's like, I don't want this. It's like their mini Goodwill, and they call it the Georgetown Mall, and it's at the dump.
Okay, no, Little Compton Dump has an area where you can leave chairs. You can like there's a similar. They don't call it the mall, but there is sort of a
yeah.
You know, there's sort
like
of
a donation center.
Yeah, like when people have the little libraries that they put on the sidewalk that they like.
Yeah, I love this zero waste, everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just fucking.
Now, was it as fun? Was it as fun as the Little Compton Dump? If you had to propose to one, who would you take to? Who would be the finalist?
I think I would do Little Compton because you can drive through it, and this one you like park and go out and walk to all the different stations. It's a little less organized.
The Little Compton Dump is fun because it feels like you're on like Thunder Mountain a little bit. It's like there's like a little hill, and you have to stop at each station.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alaric loves the dump too.
So it was great. I'm glad I got to experience another small town East Coast dump.
You know what? I hope that someday you write a book about your journey.
All going my to dumps.
All of my favorite dumps.
All my dumps.
I work at the Los Angeles dump where we have a donation center of old scripts and old short films.
Nice.
And audition tapes
and Stairmaster. We also have Stairmasters. We have exercise bikes of all shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. Come on down to the Los Angeles dump. We're just outside the small community of Downey, California, between Downey and the City of Industry, right off the 5. Check us out. We're open 24/7.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you guys this, and then we'll get – so next Thursday – so I've decided – I'm renting out my house for 2 months to make some money during the strike. And Alaric Marine is coming to bring Mittens and me out. We're flying next Thursday with the girls.
Oh, he's going
to
come and do it?
Alaric took the hit. Alaric, nice. I will say Dr. Shimawa offered to, because he's coming this weekend and he offered to take one, but he's going to Michigan and his family. I think it's like an absolutely not situation. And I sort of, I hated the idea of one of them being afraid like I'd given them away.
Yeah, yeah.
So Alaric is coming and we're flying. It's going to be horrible. We're going to be flying with two cats on a flight from LAX to JFK. Look, you got to do what you got to do. And like, it is what it is, but I'm going on a world tour with me and my cats and my brother, and we'll see how that goes. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm already losing sleep. I'm already like, I've already had a dream that Mittens got scared in the airport and got out of the carrier and was like running up the escalator. Talk to me, Katie.
Can you give them like CBD or any sort of like sedative, like a light sedative to chill them out and make them sleep?
Well, I have an icon who stays with my cat. They've never spent a night alone. So even when I go out of town, I hire. Shout out, Rover. Can I just say, read the reviews, meet the people. I've never had a stink. No, there was one woman who sat that clearly hated cats. She liked my house, hated my cats. But generally, like my experiences have been, I have really cool like pet sitters that I've gotten on Rover, but my icon, my queen, Judy, she, I'm going to see if the vet will give me something. And if, cause Judy can basically, Judy, they won't take anything from me, but Judy can get them to do anything basically.
Well, they make like CBD treats for cats too. Cause my parents have given them to their cat.
All right, I'll try. Yeah. Maybe
my
I'll
cat,
pregame.
I
Maybe
give
I'll
some
pregame.
To my cat. And my dog.
Okay.
Yeah. And it works.
All right, I'll go
chill them out.
Well, there you go. That's what's happening. I just wanted to be forthcoming. Look, I'm a practical lady, and I hope I'm wrong, but there's a chance the strike could be going until, you know, January. So come to my shows, guys, so I can book more shows so I don't have to like travel with cats in the future. Like, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Okay, here we are. Overall, I'll just speak for myself. I thought she's one of the best bachelorettes we ever had. I thought it was an incredible finale. Even though the whole season I was rooting for Dotton, I did feel a heartbreak when I saw the feet get out of the limo. I felt it. The editors fooled me. She did do, like, she seemed, and also her family really preferring Joey and, like, she did seem to light up more with Joey. I love that her mama didn't give it away, even like even in the audience afterwards, that she didn't seem like And yet I'm so, they seem so completely in love. They seem like such a normal couple. They seem like they're gonna like make it. I'm so happy that she did pick Dotton. I think Joey's gonna be a great bachelor. I thought he was incredibly gracious, but I'm just gonna like now open it up. I see Katie ready to go. Katie.
I was just gonna agree. I really thought it was a great, it reminded me of like the old days, yes, of The Bachelor.
Yes.
Before the unnecessary fake drama,
yeah,
shit that they used to do. Like it just felt like back to like the golden days of, yes, like when the show was like really about finding love, mm-hmm, and not Instagram followers. And that made me really happy.
I agree. It helped that this was actually a person who hadn't heard of the show, like who didn't know the edit. Okay, Brendan.
I think the success of this season is completely tied to the fact that they seemed kind of made for each other from the get-go. Because if, okay, I remember correctly, nearly everybody that's been on Will You Accept This Rose picked Dutton and Charity to make it. And I think that, like, I think there was just something there. If we could really go back and look through all the production tapes, I bet we would see, like, it was... I pretty much am sure that she was like, that's my guy right off the bat. And they had to dress things up a little bit. Yes, Joey was a complete contender. And it's a win-win that he's going to be the new bachelor because he'll, yeah, be a great bachelor.
Yeah.
He'll be a dud like some of the other bachelors.
I think he might be our best bachelor.
Yeah. And
he doesn't get ruined, because men get ruined when they can have like a harem.
Well, also, if we can keep the uncle away from the next season of The Bachelor.
For real.
But this was such a successful season because the love seems real. Everyone knows that I'm invested in JoJo and Jordan, who are still going strong, who went to Taylor Swift in Dallas the other night. And I have the same hopes for Dutton and Charity. I want their own reality show where they just travel around America testing out different regional foods. That's my pitch to them. Could be a show where they flip homes as well. I don't know.
Who could do the regional? Matt James and Rachel love to eat. I would also watch them. I love watching. And they eat like really, because they're both super hot. And they eat like really, they just chow down. I would also watch. They could do a double date. The four of them touring around, just chowing down food. I would watch that. Anna, talk to us. Give it to us, Dr. Banana. The floor is yours.
Well, you know, I was not surprised she picked Dotton, obviously. I agree with Katie. It was like going back to old seasons where it was like not nonsense. I didn't love how the parents were like, sort of like, I don't know. There was a weird energy towards Dotton that I was kind of like, he hasn't done anything. He's been so lovely. Like, why do you guys automatically be like, I don't know about this one?
And he's such a gentleman. I wonder, I will say,
what were they seeing that we weren't? I didn't get it.
I will say, okay, this is what my ex, when I met him, like, regardless of how it ended, for the bulk of our time together, he was a very sweet, he was a gentleman. And he... when I met him, he was so handsome and so tall and in Los Angeles. And I assumed he must have been a playboy and a douche, because you couldn't be that hot and that tall. And like, you met him, Brendan, you knew him then. Like, he was so fucking hot that I was like, this guy's got to be a dick. I bet in person Dotton is so tall and hot that it's like, he's got to be awful. Brendan.
I would just love to share with the loyal listeners of this podcast that after their second or third date, Arden Marine said to me, I think that this guy has a wooden leg because, yeah, he's too perfect.
He was too handsome. He liked me so much. I'd never met somebody that looked like him that was also sweet and not a fuckboy. So my gut feeling is I would suspect in person, I bet you Dotton is like, he's so tall and he's, like, I bet there's a narrative of, like, there's no way this guy is not a fuckboy. Like,
he's got stilts on. How is he this tall?
Also, I think, you know, I think it was Livia said it on the episode you did,
yeah,
there. But, like, maybe they picked up on that, like, maybe Charity did know, like, oh, he's the one. Yes. And she was more nervous and right. he was more nervous. Right. And maybe there was just like a very nervous vibe.
Right.
And like, I don't know, because they seemed to like him enough. But maybe I think honestly, Charity probably was more relaxed with Joey.
Yes.
And her parents were picking up on that. And her parents were like, well, something's a little off with yeah. Dalton, because she was just more nervous. Because I feel like she knew at that point that it was Dalton.
And I think they probably know that they were going to pick each other and probably for real get married, have kids, like be together. So I'm sure he seems like a logical thing. He's in his head a little bit. So yeah. I'm sure he got a little tight and weird. Like, that's a nerve-wracking thing to be like, I've never met you. We've been dating 3 weeks. I'm going to propose to your daughter. And I'm going to have sex with your daughter all night tonight. And then I'm going to go propose to your daughter tomorrow. And probably, like, but, like, and I'm going to be dealing with you guys for the rest. I'm sure that's just terrifying.
We have to give the parents on this show, all the parents, no matter who they are, kind of a pass, because it's so absurd in a way.
Yeah.
Like, you're a traditional parent and your child is like, I'm going to go on a reality show and I'm going to meet my mate. Like the person that's hopefully going to be in my life for a long time. I think,
right.
Like, what? No, mm-hmm. That's impossible. And then they participate as much as they can.
Yes.
You know, and so I feel like I just give everyone a pass. I feel like when Charity met Dutton's family, that's when things like really locked into place for her as well, because his family was so like energetic and real, and
so
the
cool.
parents have come back and here's the right. big prize and here's what you're getting. You're getting this like
warm
Nigerian family that's gonna like really rock your world. And that's just my feeling about that. And it was okay for her mom to have any kind of reservations at all, because the whole thing is just so crazy.
I mean, I guess we knew him because we've been watching him. I'm sure. Look, Joey's a tennis pro. So you're dealing with strangers all the time. You're putting people at ease that are nervous. You know, you're warm. You're like, you're in hospitality.
Oh, you know? My God.
Wait. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to learn what Dr. Banana is going to tell us.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
And we're back. What is it, Dr. Banana? What?
Carl broke up with Lindsay.
What?
Wait a minute.
She had a bridal shower last night.
No, is wait. COVID wrecking my brain? Did I?
Wait, what?
Breaking okay, Summer House stars Lindsay guys, Hubbard and Carl Radke break up, call off engagement.
What?
Wait. Okay, for those of you who don't follow our Patreon, this is from our show that we do Summer House and Winter House. And his his friends hated her, but she had this giant bridal shower last night that she posted about on Instagram.
Wait.
He dumped her. Read it, first of all, I am so sorry
to everyone.
I saw this.
My heart stopped for a split second.
Read it to us.
Hold on, I gotta calm down.
Poor Lindsay.
Okay.
Poor Lindsay.
Summer House stars Lindsay Hubbard and Carl Radke have called off their engagement. Page Six can confirm. The two were set to be married in November, but Carl told Lindsay he couldn't move forward with the wedding, a source told Entertainment Tonight.
The breakup was filmed.
The breakup was filmed.
What?
Sorry.
No.
And will most likely play out on the next season of Summer House. Oh my God, these people are geniuses.
That's so unkind. That's so unkind to break up with somebody on camera. That's the meanest thing you can do.
It says, despite the breakup, Hubbard and Radke have kept all their photos together on their respective Instagram feeds. Well, apparently it just happened. But they will still follow, and they also still follow each other.
It was like four hours ago.
The news comes just 2 weeks after Radke made a special appearance at Hubbard's garden-themed bridal shower on August 12th. So that was the 12th.
Yeah. She just posted about it.
There are tons of photos of that, of him showing up at that bridal party.
Yeah, and then it says, at the time, Hubbard teased to people that the two of her friends were already knee-deep in planning her bachelorette party, which was supposed to take place at the Bahamas next
month. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. I feel so badly for her.
Yeah, they'd already locked in a venue. It's going to be Mexico. Wow.
I mean, look, he is sober. His brother died of an overdose. He is around people that drink a lot. Like, people who are sober can also be around people that drink. There's plenty of relationships like that. So she didn't drink to support him for a little while. Again, there's lots. My dad was sober. My mom drank a little bit, but not a ton. But when she drinks a lot and is pretty mean. And I wonder if that had something to do with it. I mean, I don't know. Just a guess. None of my business, really.
I don't know what's going on here, but this is shocking information.
Wow. Okay, well, you're gonna have to check into our Patreon because we're gonna keep talking more about that on our Patreon.
This is worse than my parents' divorce. So I am breaking online.
Katie, here's what you need to know about them.
Katie's like, what is happening?
Okay, so basically, like,
never heard any of these people's.
Okay, so basically, like they actually seemed happy, even though they were kind of an odd couple, and like they seemed legitimately, they were like best friends. He got sober. She was the party girl. She had a hard time finding love. She sort of slept around and he treated her like she'd been treated sort of badly by some guys. And like, no, she's feisty, but like they were cute and they were in love. They seemed happy. That's too bad. I'm sorry for them.
Their relationship was a little bit controversial with some of the old school friends because it was tough for some of the other characters on Summer House to navigate around the relationship.
Yeah.
Because Carl kind of got lost in the relationship a little bit. Like, old school Carl wasn't fun anymore.
But it's also he's sober now. Like, I think those people all drink and they might have been blaming.
Well, you know, I'll just say this and then we can get back to the importance of charity and touch. God damn it. They better not break up or, oh my God.
They better not break up.
I know what I'm going to do with myself. But the bottom line. But recently, Carl was featured in a bunch of Kyle Cook Instagrams from current day promotions of some other businesses they have going on. So like the math of Summer House, like when stuff really happens is always wonky, but. Yeah, I guess this just happened in real time, right, Anna?
This is wild.
I guess. But, you know, honestly, Danielle, vindication. Look at her.
Oh.
She's somewhere being like, told you.
I told you, right?
Wow. Okay.
Incredible. Wow. Well, honestly, I hope they both find what they need in life.
And she was at, Danielle was at the bridal party.
Yeah. Oh.
Dude, brutal. Okay, brutal. Listen. Now we're back.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so sorry about that, everybody. I hope you just fast-forwarded through that. If you couldn't handle that, I'm so sorry about that. okay, I'm just gathering myself. I'm going to throw back out what Brendan had, that he feels like the deal was sealed when Charity met Dotton's family. Do you agree, Katie Levine?
I don't know. I kind of think, I don't, you said, wait, so you're saying that
he thinks that she,
when Charity met Dotton.
Yes, that she, that they were so warm. It's like, this could be your, like, it was just like, yeah, they prayed together. They were so, so lovely to her that it was sort of like the final sealing of the deal.
I actually think so. Yeah, then, because I think she really, really liked Dotton. I think he was definitely like top of her list.
And
like
Joey's uncle. Do you think Joey's uncle really screwed him out of a final place?
I think if like Joey was absolutely the one, it's just his uncle, like it wasn't like his dad or his mom, so that's different. I do think the family definitely helped though, because she really liked that family. They were like so supportive of their relationship and of her and of the show and all that, and that definitely did help. And I mean, I think she just really liked Dotton too.
No, in some interviews, she was saying that she knew it was Dotton, like, the whole time. But she seemed very believably in love with Joey. And why tell Joey that she's in love with Joey? Like, I don't understand.
I understand. I think she was in love with Joey, but I think she was, like, in love with Dotton.
Like, college boyfriend versus husband.
Yes, exactly.
Brendan.
Yeah, this has happened before. Like, remember when Caitlin Bristow was like, Sean's my guy, like right away to the producers.
Yes, and then Nick.
We have like a month more production to go. So,
right. Like, and they brought Nick.
Right. So it's this happens. Like, sometimes chemistry, you just can't deny it. Can't define it. It's scientific, you know.
But then why tell Joey you're in love with him?
Well, because we've all said it. I mean, I think that Joey is fucking awesome, and Joey's going to be a great bachelor. And Joey was
Joey's going to be a great bachelor.
If there was no Dotton, then Joey would have been the guy to get picked. But you have to, like, when it's happened before, they have to continue to shoot a show. Like, you just can't go, hey, producers, here's a guy. Like, we're done. I'm not even leaving Calabasas until, like, this is signed, sealed, and delivered. You know what I mean? Like, you have to shoot the show and go through the process. And she did. And along the way, she realized, like, oh, Joey's really amazing too.
Yeah. Katie.
You get wrapped up in it. You get wrapped up in it too. You know, it's like, I think, you know, at the time, she doesn't have her family. She doesn't have her friends. She doesn't have her phone. Like, I think you get really wrapped up in it, and you're going to all these, like, you know, exotic locations or whatever. And they're having these perfect dates,
and you're allowed allowed to have crushes. Like, you're allowed to fall for more than one person. So why not? Yeah. I would.
She definitely liked Joey. I think maybe in hindsight, she's like, oh yeah, it was Dotton. You know, like, I think she knows that now. And even Joey said, like, seeing them together, he goes, oh yeah, I really liked that when he said that. I thought that was so mature and nice that he's just like, yeah, I was like really sad. And then when I watched the show back and I saw you guys together, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Do you think they coached him to say that? And he's also not the bachelor. Cause
I mean,
it's very rare that the number two is the bachelor. It's usually the number three or four.
Yeah.
But like Joey's, yes, it's another white guy. I will say that, but at least it's a sweetie patootie. And he's like, who I think he's actually the first interesting one we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Dr. Banana.
Like a personality.
Dr. Banana, give us your thoughts on Joey and all of it.
I'm actually pumped for him to be the bachelor.
Me too.
I'm actually, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like surprised who they pick because usually they like to pick someone that has like a job, if not like a fake job that they're clearly going to leave eventually.
Right.
So I'm surprised that they pick like a tennis pro because
but that's
like
kind of sexy. Tennis pro is kind of sexy. It's sexier than like, you know, something, I don't, there's something like sort of like exotic, like
medical sales, equipment sales.
Yeah. human skin salesman, you know, that's like, like aspiring, like whatever. Yeah. Like, I think the fact that it's like Hawaii tennis pro, like, you know, athlete is kind of.
Yeah, it is so kind of like a paradise sort of bachelor in the sense where he's like, are you going to move to Hawaii for me? And it's like,
Brendan,
my pitch for the show producers listening, is this. Yeah. You pepper the show with your regular assortment of 20 and 30, young 30s.
Then you have some, like, some milfs, and you have some divorcees.
Then you have some women in their
50s. They have me. You have, like, an Arden Marine, newly divorced, in her 40s.
Yes, yes. And
going, hey, I've got a cute tennis skirt and a visor. You want to go hit some forehands?
Maybe you bring Mrs. Henderson from Salt Lake City, who had a little excursion with Joey 3 years ago at the Grand Wailea Resort or wherever he was. You bring her into the mix. You know,
that's fun. I mean, you sort of mix up, not quite golden, but we'll say, like, sunset bachelorettes and, like, and, well, like, some
Luann would be the perfect one, because if Luann met Joey in a tennis instruction situation, she would not leave the court until she got his fucking phone number, or at least a promise to meet her at the bar in the pool in an hour.
You're right. You're right. That's fun. That's really fun. So moving forward, she's doing Dancing with the Stars. I hope it doesn't ruin her, because I feel like a lot of the couples that do Dancing with the Stars break up right after Dancing with the Stars. Katie, I see you reaching forward. I saw you reaching.
I mean, I don't know. I think those couples weren't meant to stay together. I mean, my mom literally texted me, like, during the finale, like, after, she's like, they have the real thing. Like, or they're the real thing.
Mama,
I, like, I think, did your mom feel like that?
Does your mom listen to the podcast?
No, my mom doesn't listen to a podcast, thankfully. There, she'd hear me talk about boners all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think they're going to stay together.
I worry about the Los Angeles of it all. I just want them to go back to Brooklyn, where Dotton lives. Yeah. I don't want them to, like, be like, I'm also going to be on Access Hollywood. Like, be the New York contingent. Brendan, I see you getting excited.
Well, it's so funny that there's discussion of, like, couples breaking up because of Dancing with the Stars. One of our last bachelorettes came out as gay after Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to happen here, but, you know, I think Dutton will be so supportive of her.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Dr. Banana.
You know, I hope Dancing with the Stars doesn't corrupt their relationship in any way. I don't know. They just seem so pure, and, like, they really, really love each other. So, like,
I know I'm worried about getting more Instagram followers and stuff. Like, I almost just want to send them back to Georgia or Brooklyn. Like, there's a part of me that's like, don't put them in the machine of
that's true. But I don't think there's anyone that Charity could meet that's, like, hotter than Dutton.
He's so cute.
I think, like, he is, like, an ultimate prize. And, like, who are you gonna meet at Dancing with the Stars? You know, mm-hmm. like. Tony D'Avolano, whatever that dancer's name. Like, right. You're not going to meet, like...
Tony, she left it for Tony.
Yeah, like, you know, it's... Well, I think it's going to be okay.
And Sean Spicer.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Okay. So, overall, in the grand ranking, who are your top three bachelorettes? Who wants to go first? I'll go first. I'm going to go Caitlin, number one. She was my first one in. She was my entry point. I'm going to go Charity, number two. And even though I love JoJo, she had kind of a stinker group of guys, because it was like she ended up with the Falcon. So I'm going to put Rachel Lindsay, number three.
Oh.
And that was my rationale. And I found the finale was exciting with Peter. She had good guys. She had really good guys because, I don't know. Like, I want to pick JoJo, but, like, the fact that she ended up with Robbie as her number two just was, like, and it was so clear that it was Jordan from the beginning that's why she's not on the top three. Katie.
Wait, she picked Jordan though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But like the fact together. That Rob, but the fact that like Robbie it wasn't like so Jordan far. And yeah. Dean, it was like Jordan and Robbie. Do you like when the elf shoes get those long pointy? Remember Anna made the image of those long pointy elfin
with booty? No socks.
I don't know. It just was again. She was a great bachelorette. Yeah. We love JoJo, and I felt like it was so obvious. There was no nail biter in that situation. Okay, in order, top three. Dr. Banana, you're up.
I'm going to say Hannah Brown.
They loved Hannah Brown too. I found her hard to watch.
Really? I thought she was so entertaining when she moved that like podium.
That was incredible. With the Luke moving of the podium was incredible.
I fucked 80 times in a whatever.
You're right, and Jesus still loves me. And
Jesus, like, she was just pure chaos at all times.
Now that you're saying this and you're saying the word Luke, now I'm going back on JoJo because we had Luke, we had James Taylor. Like, that was a great season.
We had Wells. Oh, no, Wells was JoJo.
Wells was on there. Okay, Caitlin. I'm going to bump up JoJo to tied for two with Charity and then Rachel Lindsay. Okay, keep going. Sorry. Okay, so you have Hannah Brown. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Hannah Brown.
Caitlin.
And maybe you have to say why. Okay, Caitlin.
Well, Caitlin was just so fun.
And her guys were good. She had Cupcake. Yeah. She had Ben Higgins. She had Jared.
Yeah, Jared.
Yeah. Tanner.
God, that takes me back. Yeah, and then so Hannah Brown, Caitlin. Oh man, it's a tie between Charity and Michelle for me.
Interesting.
I really liked Michelle.
Okay.
I enjoyed her season.
Okay. All right, Katie, top three. Wait, before you get going, what did you like about Michelle, Anna?
I just liked Michelle in general. I thought she was funny to the point. And also that was a season with like Aaron and like Nate. God, Nate was a real catch. I wish they'd make Nate the Bachelor.
Me too. I met him in person. He was hot and he was nice. He was hot and nice.
I would pass out.
Okay. Yes. Katie. In three in order and why?
Oh, God. That's so hard. Rachel Lindsay.
Okay.
I just liked her season and like the drama. Like, I think she should have ended up with Peter, but like, I mean, she and Brian seem happy and they're together and whatever. And I don't know. I thought she was, because she's a lawyer, I just thought she was so smart and handled everything very well.
Yeah.
Hannah Brown. Yeah. Just because of what Anna said, like, she was entertaining. Like, it was chaos, but it was like an entertaining chaos. And she really stood up for herself a lot. And I really appreciated that. And then I think Caitlin's was just a good season. Like, with Nick coming in the middle.
That was so good.
It was just a good, entertaining season.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Brendan, top three.
I'm going to go in descending order.
I like that.
And I'm going to go runner up. I'm going to say Rachel Lindsay. I'm going to go number three. She is my.
So you're going 2-3-1?
I'm going runner up, Rachel Lindsay. I'm going number three, Becca Kufrin, only because.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm confused by runner. Is it because 1, 2, 3?
I'm saying she's four. I wish she could be number three.
Oh, she's not. I understand. Okay, so number four. No, okay.
Runner up is.
I got confused.
Right. So number three, Becca Kufrin, only because I've said so many times that punk rock Becca Kufrin is my dream girl.
Okay.
Right? You know,
I don't even remember her season except for she ended up with Blue Lives Matter.
Well, right. Remember that she was ceremoniously dumped by Ari, which was horrible. And then they made her.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I've blocked all that. I completely. God, we've been through so many things that my brain can't even like hold them in the folds anymore.
Right. But I'm saying that Becca Kufrin
is your dream girl.
Fully sleeved, tattoos up to her neck, mohawk.
Silver Lake. It's Bachelor Silver Lake having to go hunt capture a coyote cub in Griffith Park to bring release and rescue.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
She won the kayak race down the LA River for me. It's great. You know, I gave her the rose. Okay.
Great.
Love her. And then number two, Charity Lawson. And number one, which I've said many times, my parents, JoJo and Jordan. By the way,
My parents,
JoJo and Jordan, ancient reality TV fans.
Yeah.
It's a new season of Hard Knocks featuring the New York Jets that's on HBO Max right now, where the star is Aaron Rodgers, who gets lots of camera time, who knows how to work a camera, and is a cheeky, cheeky bastard. So it's
what does that mean? What flavor cheeky, cheeky bastard?
I cannot believe this because I've I've prayed for him to be sacked so many times.
Yeah.
That he's funny. He's
okay. Isn't that funny. Terrible?
It is, and he's charming.
I like.
Feel bad for the family that they're still estranged, because he comes across, and you don't have to be a sports fan to like Hard Knocks, because it's really about the personalities of the players.
Yeah.
And you know, he's in a brand new city. He's already won the fan base over. The camera's on him at all times, and he knows how to work a camera, and he knows how to be funny.
Yeah.
And he's delivering. And that's all I got to say about that.
Before we take a quick commercial break, first of all, thank you all for that. And then number two, I got to tell you, I cannot believe it. Jesse Palmer has won me over. I find him sweet and entertaining. I like when he lets himself go a little bit. I like that he feels like he goes and boozes sometimes. Like, I find I've breathed into the rag. Would I prefer to be a woman or a person of color or Wells or like, sure. But like, I'm okay with Jesse Palmer or Katie Levine.
No, I was going to say, I thought he was like good this season. He was good on.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, I like him. I always thought he was fine.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know.
Brendan.
I don't know. He's fine.
This is homework for fans of the show. Go to YouTube, type Jesse Palmer, comma, Rich Eisen. He was recently on Rich Eisen, who's one of the top NFL commentators in the world. Rich was on his podcast talking about his time as The Bachelor and how his teammates dealt with that. It's so fucking funny. And Jesse Palmer is funny. They don't let him be funny on the show. And I hope in the next season they do. Because he does good impersonations. He does an impersonation of his legendary coach, Tom Coughlin, reacting to him being the Bachelor. It's legitimately a funny 7-minute clip. It's on YouTube. Just go watch it.
I'm here for all of that. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. Dr. Banana, for those, if you guys are not fans of hearing us talk about the Lindsay Carl drama, you can fast forward 3 minutes. Dr. Banana is just going to go off. She has a theory.
I have a theory. One, I think it might be for the show that they broke up to like create hype.
Fake
for the show where they like hype up the season coming up so we're all like, oh my God, I can't wait. Because I personally believe Lindsay Hubbard is a true wild card. She's pure chaos as well. She's got a lot of Hannah Brown in her. She gets activated and then it's like, she's unstoppable. She's like, she'll, Tasmanian devil, like through a house and destroy everything. Right. So I think the idea of Carl breaking up with Lindsay on camera without her knowledge, that like Carl would be like dead in a ditch somewhere, like she would grab a knife and stab him in the throat, because that's who she is. She goes 0 to 100 and there's no stopping her when she's activated.
And your prediction is that because they have the deposit on the venue,
yeah, you don't get that
and the
back.
Cameras are on, that you think they're going to get back together and that the wedding will happen.
Yes, because I think that's, I just think like there's no way Carl would get away with a breakup on camera without Lindsay's knowledge. It's just not possible. She literally would kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not a rational human being.
Side note, just thinking of reality TV stars. Last week I talked about somebody that was rude to me at a live show. Somebody texted me or they emailed in and they guessed Grocery Store Joe. And I want to say for the record, he was lovely. It was not, we wish Grocery Store Joe and Serena nothing but the best. He's exactly as is on air. Like, you know, he's like this guy that kind of can't believe he's on the franchise. But Grocery Store Joe, as Dr. Banana can attest, he was lovely.
Yeah, he was actually really great.
It was not Grocery Store Joe. Okay, I would like, and then we will wrap up, but I would like to do our top three bachelors, and I would like to hear why and in order. This would be harder for me, and I want to hear, okay, I'm going to start with Ben Higgins because it's what I gave birth. It was the one that I gave birth to this podcast with, so it gave us Boobs in the Moonlight. It gave us JoJo, the JoJo. He was the one to break the I love you seal. I think he's my number one, right? I mean, who else have we had? We've had Ari, we've had Colton, we've had Claytor, we've had Ari. I mean, it's not going to be any
Matt
of those.
James.
Matt James. Juan Pablo. Matt James.
Peter Pilot.
Colton.
I mean, liked Colton, actually.
Juan Pablo.
Colton. Colton, Claytor, Juan Pablo, Peter Pilot. Peter Pilot was super horny, but the Hannah Ann ending... And then, like, who did he
bring her home?
Then he picked the Gabby.
He tried to pick Madison.
But I feel like we really need. I guess I'm gonna go Matt James number two. But then, like, it was COVID. Who else?
Did you watch Chris Souls?
No.
No. Okay.
I watched Claytor. I mean, I'm sorry. I watched Juan Pablo.
Ari Lewandowski Jr.
Ari, that was an interesting season.
He said, "I love you" to four people. He was actually kind of a charming. He was like even though he's disgusting, he was like sort of the most charming.
We called him
Brendan.
The
you've been watching it since the very beginning.
Me? Close to the beginning. Yes.
Do you remember Bob Guinea?
Oh my no!
Oh my God, Bob Guinea! I forgot about him.
I fucking love
I watched
Bob.
Andrew Firestone's season.
I remember watching that with my mom.
Bob Guinea?
No, Firestone.
I watched both of them with my mom. Okay. It was so long ago, but I feel like he did good. Like, I feel like it was a good season and he was funny. I mean, it was like honestly 20 years ago, probably.
Okay,
more.
So who as a group collective, who are the top three? Since how about this? From Ben Higgins on. Who are the top three from Ben Higgins on?
I don't think that I can't. There's no one I can honestly root for.
It's got to be Ben Higgins, Matt James, and then Peter Pilot.
I like Colton. I mean, Colton's ended up being like crazy, and
he jumped the fence. Yeah, and then Cassie, and then he captured and stalked Cassie.
Yeah, that was not cool. Never mind. I don't know, but it was an entertaining season. You know, if you're just looking at the show,
was it? I don't even remember.
Wasn't it fun?
Last conversation I had with my mother alive was her going, it was the night before, it was like 4 days before the finale. And all she wanted to talk about was Luke Perry and how she was convinced that Colton was gay, which again, you're not supposed to guess. But by the way, that she died doing what she loved, making predictions. I
think we should do worst bachelors.
We have to pick best, and I'm going to give it to our physician Anna. You have to pick the best from Ben Higgins on.
Oh my God, this is
you have to.
It's like too hard.
You have to. It's okay, Ben. And please, our listeners, please email in rosepodcast@gmail.com. Who are the To me, I love Nick Viall. I felt like he'd been too long in the franchise that he'd already been on twice. Yeah. Then he'd been on Paradise. It was the fourth round. He seemed too in on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need a little more, like, enthusiasm. I don't know.
See, I want to go back and be like Bob Guinea, Brad Womack.
Okay, it's got to be. Okay, Ben Higgins on. Dr. Banana, you've got 10 seconds. In order, top three from Ben Higgins on, Dr. Banana, go.
Ben Higgins on?
Yes.
It's too hard.
Okay.
Literally looking at a list and I'm like,
okay, I'm gonna go number one, Ben Higgins, because he gave us the I love you, JoJo. How about number two, Ari, for giving us the walk through the Airbnb and the I love you before people? Number three, Matt James.
Okay.
Because he gave us the skydive with the boy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll. It's so hard. These men are such duds. I just can't.
Yeah.
The dudes are always like, I guess I like to kiss women.
Yeah. It's like, Katie, do you disagree with that order?
I mean, I liked Ben Higgins. Honestly, I'm going to put Colton up there.
Okay, great. I respect that.
I will say that was a great season. The lead up to the fence jump was really good. And the episode where what's her name just tries to break up with him over and over and over again.
Kathy.
Yeah, that was actually great TV.
And he wouldn't accept it.
Okay, and we didn't see that coming at all.
Okay, let's just
take the season. It's good.
Okay, let's take the nominees and then we'll put them in order for worst bachelor ever.
Actually, and in retrospect, to know that he was gay the whole time is actually incredible.
Incredible. Yeah. Okay.
Zach was bad.
Juan Pablo, number one.
But he was a good season. He was a piece of shit, but he was a good season.
Okay, so are we voting on who had a good season or who sucked as a person?
No, well, this is from Ben Higgins on.
Okay.
What sucks, though, is, like, Matt James seems like a fucking great guy and, like, super funny, but we never got to see that.
I know.
Because the whole season was just commandeered by what's-her-face who thought she was a queen or whatever.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, all that drama. And so, like, that pisses me off because, like, I would not call it a good season.
Yeah, you're right. It's like he's become a good bachelor. Hannah Brown also did give us that hottest Tyler, the hottest guy in the planet.
Yeah.
So Hannah Brown did give us Tyler. And then the Jed Jingle dog food was it exciting. Okay. Yeah. Worst ones since Ben Higgins, I'm going to say Claytor, Zach. Who's number three?
I don't know. Again, I feel bad because I feel like a lot of it was editing and I feel like it was the producers fucking, you know, just we didn't get to see the guys. Like, I think they were both kind of boring guys and they made bad decisions. Yes. But like, I do wonder how much of it was the producers and how much of it was the editing.
Yeah.
And because it's like so much of both those seasons was just like fabricated drama.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a bummer.
I don't know.
So it's hard for me to choose because
I do think Claytor's was just that he was dumb.
And horny. I think also I think no matter even the best of guys, when they have access to 30 women and they're the only, I think it corrupts a lot of the guys.
Yeah.
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 I'm super okay. Let's talk final thing going in. I did not recognize Rachel sitting next to Brayden. I literally didn't know who it was. And then I'm like, are they a couple? I didn't recognize her.
I don't know. It kind of makes me sad that she's there. I was like, oh, she hasn't found anybody? That's, I don't know.
And also, like, it's still craving the machine of it. Yeah, it's still craving the spotlight. I know when people...
But Becca found... I mean, Thomas, they're having babies now. So, like...
Are they having babies?
Know? Yeah, she's pregnant.
That's
so,
cute.
Like, that's exciting.
That's cute. Know,
So I'm like, maybe she'll find somebody there.
Thomas, who hit his head on the palapa every time he hit his head.
Ah, you got to tell me. You got to tell me because I'm really tall. So I can
hit my head.
So you just got to give me a heads up that I'm about to walk into a wall as if I don't even have eyes.
He's the nightmare version of what Dotton could be if he wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And she proposed to Thomas. She wanted Thomas.
Yeah. And now they're pregnant. So she, I mean
look.
Remember when he's like, let me go. I have to get out of here. And he like ran away from her. And she was like, Thomas, stop.
Okay.
Thomas.
Now that we're talking, I forgot about Claire. I forgot about Katie.
Claire.
I forgot about Katie.
Tayshia.
I forgot about Tayshia.
Katie, ultimate bad season.
So Katie was the worst. Of all of them, Katie was the worst.
Claire was entertaining.
Claire was entertaining.
Because she's just
Tayshia
like,
was fine.
I love him.
Was fine. Tayshia gave us Ivan. Tayshia gave us... Tayshia gave us like
who
hottie.
Did she choose?
She picked the guy Zach that was
Zach,
addiction.
The marathon runner guy.
That they had to break up because he was so cruel in the marathon.
What happened?
Do you remember there was like they did that like the New York Marathon together and then there was like all this like stuff that came out that she was like, I want to walk and he's like, you can't walk.
Right.
Like he was like really terrible.
It's so wild. By the way, shout out.
But now she's dating Luke. From Summer House. So full circle, baby.
Is that confirmed now?
Yeah, remember there was the photo.
That's
I believe.
Hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, guys, I have to tell you, I am what I am. I like reality TV. I've been enjoying Claim to Fame. I can't wait. I've been saving it up. Dr. Shamwam Shamal and I are going to finish season two this weekend in Palm Springs. You know, I enjoyed season one. I like The Ultimatum. I'm excited. I like reality TV. I'm sorry. you guys, I missed you. It felt very weird to end the season. Overall, I felt like this was a very satisfying season. I feel like we all needed this. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I actually feel like we all need the Golden Bachelor. Like, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Paradise. I think we're going to have to do two separate podcasts. I'm sorry. It's just too much content. And I don't think everybody's going to be watching both. I think some people are just going to watch Golden and then us diehards watch Paradise.
I have a question. Are they both on Thursday nights or just
they're Golden? Both on Thursdays.
Yeah, it's going to be 3 hours of fucking
So one of them is going to be delayed. One of them you guys are just going to have to wait for. We can only do so much. We're probably not going to record them both on Friday. We'll figure it out.
Wait, but Golden's only an hour?
Yeah.
Rude. Thank God. Rude. I mean, how much content can Gary Jerry give us?
Well, they're not going to make them do like crazy things either.
Yeah. So here's my question, though, because Paradise is normally two nights. So is it only one night?
No, it's not always two nights. They just needed, that's what they would do because they like Grey's Anatomy coming on. So they would like, it was always 13 episodes or whatever, but they would just do it two nights, but it was the same amount of episodes. So that's why.
So because we're still doing the same amount of episodes. It's just going to go... It's just going to go through the... It's very weird to me to start a summer beach show like when it's almost Halloween. Like, that's so weird. It should be a summer show, but I guess people don't watch as much TV in the summer. They watch it in the fall. And it's also a strike and they're like really doling out their content.
I think like they moved it because it's like literally taking like Grey's Anatomy spot or something like that. That's what I read. Like, it's taking some spot of some drama they don't have right now.
I don't know if you guys would be comfortable, but maybe we, in the meantime, in our feed, we could put up a couple more episodes of No Autographs, please, just to tide our listeners over every week. If you still want some fun, if you haven't checked that out, there's a few. It's such a fun show, and Brian and I are doing a live version of it in Brooklyn on September 21st at Union Hall, and then I'm going to be Come see me. Come get. I haven't toured in so long. Let me just prove to booking agents that I can sell out venues. I'm doing one night in each of these places. One night in Philadelphia at City Winery on October 12th. One night in Bethesda on October 13th at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz. And one night in Boston at City Winery Boston, October 18th. You can get all of the tickets on artandmarine.com or in my Instagram link. Please come. Bring your friends. It'll be super fun. And come to the show. And maybe we can put some No Autographs, Please in the feed in the meantime.
There you go.
Okay, easy, great.
Go there.
Me and Dr. Banana and Brendan are going to be talking about The Ultimatum. And as soon as Southern Charm starts, we're going to talk about that. Dr. Banana, what would you like to promote?
You can follow me at Anna Hosnia on Twitter, at Selling Hosnia on Instagram. And yeah, check out our Patreon. It's going to be a good time. Obviously, we'll be there freaking out further about this Carl and Lindsay news.
Dr. Benedict, you need to come to New York and we need to go have a barbecue with Margaret and Joe.
I know. We really got to plan that.
That has to happen. Okay, Katie Levine.
As always, please go to your local shelter and adopt or foster a dog, especially in Los Angeles. If you live here, they're literally like there are crates lining the corridors because they have so many dogs. Like, it is. And also, spay and neuter your fucking pets. Jesus Christ. And you want to go to Foster4LA on Instagram, they can help you if you live in LA find a dog to match your lifestyle and all that you can foster. Just help out if you can, or donate to your local shelter too. That always helps.
Brendan, we love you so much. What would you like to promote? Thank you so much for going on all the rides with us.
Well, it's always an honor, even though I have COVID. And I would just like to say to people, check out thebrandocast.com. Links to all your favorite podcast platforms, chats with so many fun people, including lots of kids who have been on Will You Accept This Rose.
Jerry Trainer, didn't he do one? Did Jerry do one?
Trainer, Rob Benedict, Padgett. Lapkus, la. But all kinds of other hilarious and fun people on that show, Rock Tales with Ahmed Zappa. We're live every Friday at 5 o'clock. We have a brand new studio, which has a live performance space. We have some really kick-ass rock and roll live performances coming up with some awesome people. And check out Sonora Town on San Vicente and Croissant for awesome tacos.
Well, you guys, we love you. I hope to meet you guys in Brooklyn, Bethesda, Boston, or Philly. Please come. I'll be saying hi after the show. We can take pictures or whatever. Bring your pals. I hope to meet you. And until then, I guess we'll be back at the end of the month with Gary. Oh, we'll also be doing, at some point in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing draft picks for Gary, which I've never been more excited about. So just check your feed for that. We'll be dropping some draft picks. Until next time, have a nice September. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Oh. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.